From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Firefighters have made some progress on that huge wildfire in eastern Arizona, but today could shape up to be a tough one. High winds are expected to return after 2 days of relative calm. Firefighter Michael Umphrey near the town of Nutrioso says the so-called wallow fire is massive.
I've seen grass fires that were pretty big, but I've never seen a fire burn up so much timber. That's what struck me as kind of different about this fire.
The blaze has charred some 639 square miles and driven thousands from their homes. Now there are fears it can move into New Mexico. A spokesman for the teams battling the fire told reporters last night that there is a lot of potential for the fire to grow. The Syrian town of Cizalşagor near the Turkish border is preparing for a government assault. The government has sent in tanks and thousands of troops. This comes after the government says more than 120 officers were killed in fighting in the region. The BBC's Owen Bennett Jones reports what an eyewitness says happened in a nearby village yesterday.
The eyewitness said the attack began at 6 in the morning when people were still in their beds. He said his village is 4 kilometers from Cizalşagor and lies high on a hillside. The attack he saw was on the village beneath his own. 40 tanks, he said, went into the village. They were surrounded by soldiers holding guns. The tanks fired at the houses and he said people were killed, but he couldn't say how many. He said the soldiers then burnt the wheat crops around the village and ripped up the olive groves. Thinking his village would be next, he decided to flee.
The BBC's Owen Bennett Jones reporting from Turkey, where many Syrian refugees have been fleeing. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is apparently not taking calls from United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. A UN spokesman says Ban has tried to reach Assad by telephone several times. The UN reports more than 100,000 people, half of them children, have fled violence in the disputed oil-rich territory of Abyei in southern Sudan. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports that soldiers loyal to Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir attacked the region last month.
The attack on Abyei comes just weeks before southern Sudan is to split from the north and become an independent nation. UN refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says UNHCR staff on the ground report many people are still on the move or are hiding in the bush amid heavy military activity in the region.
From accounts of people in the area immediately south of Bantan Bridge, which is a main crossing point, UNHCR has heard of nighttime looting, shooting, and other harassment by armed men coming from Abyei.
Edwards says the UNHCR is concerned by the heavy presence of soldiers in areas where humanitarian operations are taking place. He says this is hampering the distribution of life-saving assistance to the displaced. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR. President Obama is seeking to ease concerns about his handling of the economy. Recent polls show growing voter discontent, but the president says the recession didn't happen overnight and that it's going to take time for the economy to heal. He says training workers for manufacturing jobs, providing quality education, and investing in clean energy will help.
These are steps we know will make a difference in people's lives, not just 20 years from now or 10 years from now, but now. And in the months to come.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly address. In the GOP address, Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger accused the president of broken promises on jobs.
None of those promises panned out. If anything, things have gotten worse.
Kinzinger said the government needs to reduce debt, simplify the tax code, and limit regulations. In Colombia, President Juan Manuel Santos has signed a sweeping law that compensates up to 4 million people victimized during a long conflict. NPR's Juan Ferrero in Bogota says the law is a gesture that could open the door to negotiations with Marxist rebels.
The state would give monetary compensation to families who've lost loved ones, and poor farmers displaced off their farms would get their land back, Santos told NPR.
And what this means for society is that it's going to heal the wounds that we have accumulated for decades of violence that unfortunately we have suffered.
The president said it's up to the rebels to come up with their own gesture.
The door is open, but I need to have a very clear message from them that they are willing and that they're willing in good faith.
The guerrillas in January said compensating victims would be, quote, essential to a future reconciliation. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.